KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports, more high school girls postseason volleyball action coming up tonight here around the area in Class 1A Region 3 quarterfinals. Cam is at Riverside tonight. We'll have that match for you here on KJAN. Chris Parks will have all the action from Oakland this evening. 7 o'clock is match time. He'll be on the air about 6:50 tonight. Get you ready for all the action. Cam at Riverside. That's Class 1A Girls Region 3 quarterfinal round volleyball play tonight. Also in Class 1A Region 3 action, Glenn Ralston will play at Coon Rapids Bayard. East Union is on the road at East Mills. Lamoni plays at Lenox tonight. Bedford is at Sydney. Stanton at Southwest Valley. Woodbine is at St. Albert, while Boyer Valley will play at West Harrison tonight. That's all in Class 1A action. In 2A play tonight in Region 3 quarterfinals, West Monona plays at Logan Magnolia, while IKM Manning will be on the road at South Central Calhoun. In Class 2A Region 4 quarterfinals tonight, Trainer is at ACGC and AHSTW will play on the road at Underwood. And in Class 2A Region 5 quarterfinals tonight, Nottoway Valley is at Mount Air and West Central Valley will play at Earlham. All those matches getting underway at 7 o'clock tonight with the winners advancing in postseason play. Well, it's been 86 years since Washington baseball fans witnessed a World Series home win by one of their three major league teams, and the wait continues. The Houston Astros have a 3-2 lead in the Fall Classic after beating the Nationals in Washington for the third straight night, 7-1. The Astros took the three games in D.C. by a combined 19-3 margin after dropping the first two games at home. It was a redemption game for Garrett Cole, who dropped the series opener to end his 19-game winning streak. Cole was terrific in this one, limiting the Nationals to 3 hits while striking out 9 over 7 innings. Cole blanked the Nats until Juan Soto homered with 1 out in the 7th inning to trim Houston's lead to 4-1. The Nationals banged out a trio of 2-run homers while out-hitting the Nationals 10-4. Yordan Alvarez opened the scoring in the second inning with a home run and finished 3-for-3 with 2 runs scored. Carlos Correa added a 2-run blast in the 4th, and George Springer capped the scoring with his 2nd homer of the series. Joe Ross was pressed into service when scheduled starter ace Max Scherzer couldn't lift his arms Sunday morning. Scherzer says he underwent treatment after the neck spasm started a few days earlier. Ross was reached for 4 runs and 5 hits over 5 innings. Game 6 is set for tomorrow night. Today's a travel day. They'll play tomorrow night in Houston with the Nationals facing elimination. In the NFL on Sunday, the Packers are now 7-1 after Aaron Rodgers threw for 305 yards and 3 touchdowns in a 31-24 victory over the stumbling Chiefs in a game we had for you last night here on the radio. Aaron Jones had 7 catches for 159 yards and added 67 yards on the ground in Green Bay's first win at Arrowhead Stadium since 2007. Matt Moore threw for 267 yards with 2 touchdowns and no interceptions in place of injured starting quarterback Patrick Mahomes, but Kansas City dropped to 5-3 with its third loss in its last 4 games. Elsewhere in the NFL yesterday, Seattle beat Atlanta 27-20, Indianapolis down Denver 15-13, New Orleans over Arizona 31-9, the LA Chargers edge Chicago 17-16, the LA Rams over Cincinnati 24-10, Jacksonville beat the New York Jets 29-15. It was Detroit over the New York Giants 31-26. Tennessee beating Tampa Bay 27-23. Philadelphia beat Buffalo 31-13. San Francisco downing Carolina 51-13. Houston beat Oakland 27-24. New England over Cleveland 27-13. A Minnesota Vikings backup safety Jayron Kearse has been arrested in Minneapolis on suspicion of driving while impaired and with a loaded gun. The Minnesota State Patrol says a trooper stopped Kearse just before 4 a.m. Sunday after seeing a Mercedes drive around a barricade onto a closed portion of Interstate 94 and observed signs of alcohol impairment. The patrol says Kearse had a blood alcohol level of 0.1%. That's above Minnesota's legal limit of 0.08%. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes held Northwestern to 64 yards rushing in a 20-0 win as Iowa snapped a 3-game losing skid in that series on Saturday.
The key was to be physical, out-physical them because, like, they're a physical team, and we know that. So we want to set the tempo, and we just keep that going the entire day.
That's defensive end Chauncey Golston. That was Iowa's second shutout in Big Ten play this season and their fourth in 2 years.
Well, it's great, and it makes Coach Parker happy. It makes us happy, but seeing Coach Parker smile, that's really nice.
Tyrone Tracy opened the scoring with a 50-yard touchdown reception, and the Hawkeyes also added 123 yards of rushing as they improved to 6-2.
And the line did their job, and we got some big runs today. And then throwing-wise, basically just we try to do a throw-and-catch type of deal. So when all of our routes are basically based on timing. So when we cut, the ball should be there. When we break down, the ball should be there, and it was today. And Nate Stanley put it on money every time.
And that was Tyrone Tracy. The Hawkeyes have a little extra rest now as they're off this Saturday. They get a bye this week. Next up, at Wisconsin in a key West Division showdown. That's coming up on Saturday, November 9th. And we'll have that game for you here on the radio. On a day Oklahoma and Texas lost, Iowa State failed to take advantage in a 34-27 loss to Oklahoma State on Saturday.
We really didn't play Iowa State football today. We defensively gave up big plays. Offensively, obviously the turnovers and some of the success on third down, great challenges for us to be the best team we possibly can be, and the inconsistencies a little bit in special teams. And so I think it's really hard to beat anybody, especially a really good football team, that way. And I kind of own that on ourselves.
That's Iowa State coach Matt Campbell. Brock Purdy threw interceptions on the Cyclones' final three possessions, including a pick six in the fourth quarter that accounted for the final margin.
They did a good job being multiple defensively and, mixing up a lot of different things and gave a lot of different looks. And, I think from our end, we kind of had a pretty good beat that that's what was going to happen. Getting the consistency in that passing game never really kind of took hold.
Cyclones fall to 5-3 with that loss, so they have a bye this week as well. They'll have a little extra time to prepare and a chance for a big one coming up on November 9th as the Cyclones will visit Oklahoma. Well, number one versus number two game between Alabama and LSU in 2 weeks looks set, though the order of the Crimson Tide and Tigers changed in the AP Top 25 in one of the closest votes ever. Heading into an off date for both teams, LSU flip-flopped with Alabama to become the new number one in the Associated Press College Football poll. The Tigers received 1,476 points. That's two more than Alabama for the closest margin between 1 and 2 since number one Florida State was 2 points ahead of Auburn in 2014. The number three Ohio State Buckeyes were not far behind with 1,468 points. 8 points separating first from third is the fewest in the regular season since 1979, when number one Ohio State was 10 points up on number three Southern Cal, with Oklahoma in between, two back of the Buckeyes. Alabama received the most first place votes this week with 21. LSU and Ohio State both got 17 first place votes. Number four Clemson received 7 first place votes. Iowa is up one spot in this week's poll to number 19. In the NBA last night, Oklahoma City beat Golden State 120-92. Memphis over Brooklyn in overtime 134-133. Portland beat Dallas 121-119. Minnesota down Miami 116-109. The Lakers over Charlotte 120-101. In the National Hockey League, Florida beat Edmonton 6-2. St. Louis in overtime 5-4 over Detroit. Chicago beat Los Angeles 5-1. New York Islanders over Philadelphia 5-3. Boston beat the New York Rangers 7-4. Ottawa down San Jose 5-2. Vegas 5-2 over Anaheim. Martin Truex Jr. has earned a spot in NASCAR's championship race for the third consecutive year with a dominating victory at Martinsville Speedway. Truex led 464 of the 500 laps in becoming the first driver to claim a spot in the November 17th title race at Homestead Miami Speedway. It marked the most laps led by a winner since Kyle Petty led 484 laps in 1992 at Rockingham. Denny Hamlin was knocked to the ground in a confrontation with Joey Logano in the most intense action of an otherwise lackluster playoff race. They were having what appeared to be a civil conversation until Hamlin wagged his finger at Logano. Logano placed his hand on Hamlin's shoulder somewhat flippantly as he walked away, causing Hamlin to chase after him. Hamlin finished fourth behind championship non-contenders William Byron and Brad Keselowski. And Tiger Woods shrugged off an early bogey Monday in the final round to win the Zozo Championship and tie Sam Snead's PGA Tour record of 82 victories. The 43-year-old American returned Monday to play the final 7 holes in the rain-plagued tournament, competing a 3-under par 67 to beat local favorite Hideki Matsuyama by 3 strokes. Rory McIlroy completed his round with 2 birdies and a 67 to tie for third in that championship in Japan. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.